You're listening to Scratch Take, a podcast where songwriters tell the story behind their craft. I'm Jeremy Katzenspen. Moniker is a self-described dancey indie rock band from Virginia and now based in New York. Their third album, the self-titled Moniker LP, came out this past April. In this episode, the band's frontman, Jordan Scott, talks about growing into his love of music, exploring the intersection of relationships and theology, and his quest to make every album more grand than the one that came before it.
My name is Jordan Scott. I write songs for the band Moniker. My suspicion is that I always wanted to be a songwriter, but I kind of tried everything else first just to like make sure. I was in band in high school. I didn't really like that, actually, like just as a musician kind of playing pieces that were, you know, already written. I kind of preferred to make things myself, but I did kind of start writing songs to, you know, play with friends and in a couple bands. In high school and late high school and college, I sort of started like doing more theater work and acting and got more into film. And I thought I wanted to be a film director for a while. And then I kind of came back around to music and realized that I really, the thing I really loved was just songs, putting words and music together. Lately, I've come to have just this incredible appreciation for people who write funk music. Every little piece of it seems very simple. Like, there is sort of generally, like, the most famous funk artist, there's like one kind of virtuoso part. Like for James Brown, it's the drums. Like Parliament, it's the bass. But in general, like, the main rule seems to be, as far as I can tell, like, just taking all these simple parts by themselves. Like, if you isolate any one part, it's pretty simple. Like, just a guitar kind of going like, dern, dern, or something, or a, you know, vocalist kind of saying a phrase. But then when you put it all together, it just becomes this mind-bogglingly complex thing that I still really can't wrap my head around. Like, I love it, but it boggles my mind every time. I think maybe the first song that jumps to my mind is one of mine called Oh God. It was the first song off the last album I made under Moniker, All Things Excellent. It's a song where I played all the parts in the recording, and it's sort of starts off the album, which is about like kind of relationships and theology and in a way that I probably can't get into and make it sound, not dumb. But, there's sort of parts like I kind of have two interweaving parts, a ticking hi-hat that goes throughout the whole song and just a guitar that kind of hits one note. And those pretty much, they're pretty consistent throughout the whole thing. And they sort of, the idea is to build up tension and fear, I guess, and also kind of excitement. There are things like, when that song builds up to the chorus, like a heavier electric guitar comes in and the drums, and they sort of do a, very symmetrical speeding up, like a 8-4-2-1 kind of, and the lyrics sort of match that by doubling up as well. And like the syllables kind of double with each line until you just get to the chorus where it's just kind of screaming, oh God, which is on one note, which is this sort of just monolithic kind of thing. I heard this quote one time that was saying, like, most people who write they do it because they heard something they loved and they wanted to make other people feel the same way that what they heard, you know, made them feel. And I would say maybe in light of that, probably the thing that made me want to write songs would be like, you know, as unoriginal experience as it is, it would be hearing the Beatles when I was in fourth or fifth grade and just, you know, thinking, that's exactly what I want to do. I love the way like Hey Jude or Pain Lane makes me feel, and I want to do that. I want to like make people feel the way, you know, that way. I mean, the first song I ever wrote, which I will probably bury as much as I can, was sometime early in high school. I think I wrote, I was probably really into Bob Dylan, and I think I just wrote a song in that style, but it was just about like a teacher I really didn't like. And it was like, it was called Mr. Teacher Man, and it was Mr. Tambourine Man, rip off, but didn't sound anything like that. And it's an awful song. It will never be heard. And that's all I have to say about that.
Actually, it will be heard because Jordan was kind enough to send it my way. Here's a clip.
Wow, Mr. Teacher Man, teaching all the kids you can. Ship them up how you see fit. Build them up bit by bit.
I would look at some of my favorite artists growing up and, you know, see like one of their best albums and then see that, you know, later they had made an album I didn't like as much. And I was like, how does like what happened to them? Does that mean just, you know, creativity is just like luck? You know, you just sort of get hit by inspiration. And I think I used to think that way a lot. And I definitely don't now. There's a lot of reasons for that. And probably the biggest is just that I've been able to have time to practice writing, and I feel like the craft of my, you know, my handle on the craft of it is a lot stronger. You know, I feel like better lyrics and better, you know, structures, better melodies just kind of come to me more easily, and it's easier to just kind of sit down and just start writing and kind of have faith that it'll be at least okay, and if I work on it, it'll be, you know, better. Which is something I probably couldn't really do in the past.
I recognize my facticity. Steady beats and shifting tonalities. And easy melodies. And sensible nonsense. With or without pretense.
I feel like the thing that always sticks out to me is there's this one quote. I'm pretty sure it's Faulkner. I might be misattributing it, but it's like, always leave a little bit left for the next day, which is like very simple and very practical. But I feel like that's been the easiest way for me to get a lot of work done, is just to always leave something kind of basic to start on the next day. So if I have that, then it's pretty easy to just sort of get back in that mindset. I would say probably the simplest answer, just starting out when you aren't really sure what you want to work on or what you want to do. I would say like once it kind of gets going, even just like writing a whole album, putting it together, like once the ball has gotten rolling, that's actually, I mean, there's certainly difficulties, but it's a pretty like fun thing to, you know, be working on. It all fits together, but like not really being sure what you want to do and just sort of looking at a blank page is definitely the hardest and most frustrating part for me. Because then like the first few things you probably start on just, you know, sound like crap and you're like, those are no good. And that's sort of frustrating. But once that gets going, I feel like it gets easier. So I'd say, yeah, starting out is probably the hardest part. I guess that's, I keep trying to make sure that, well, aside from the fact that making sure that each album is, that I write is better than the last one, which I feel like, at least for, in my, you know, own opinion has been the case. I feel like I try to make sure each successive album I work on is a little bit more, is a little bit bigger project than the last one. So, like, if I made an EP, the next time I'll do a concept album, and at the moment I'm working, like, a bigger, you know, concept album, and then eventually I want to write sort of, like, a more orchestral sort of, you know, Brian Wilson smile type thing. So, that's a project that's being slowly developed. But, you know, so I think just kind of making, I try to make sure each project is sort of bigger than the last one. And that's sort of all, that's also something I want to do anyway, so I don't really need to make myself do that. It just sort of, I don't know, it feels like a natural progression, I guess.
Thanks so much to Jordan Scott for coming on to Scratch Take. Visit scratchtake.com for a link to Moniker's Bandcamp page, where you'll find all of the band's most recent releases, including their self-titled LP. You'll also find a complete playlist of all of the songs featured in today's episode. And finally, if you like the show, make sure to subscribe on iTunes for more deep dives into the minds of songwriters.